7:45, and I'm Lisa Peeks in for Carson Cooper with WUSF 89.7 News. During a time when many Florida counties were cutting back on summer school because of a lack of money, Pinellas County started expanding theirs using a combination of federal and state funds. And attendance over the past three summers has more than doubled. State Impact Florida's Michael S. Butler reports.
Across Florida, more than 288,000 students were enrolled in summer classes in 2014. Nearly 15,000 of them are now enrolled in Pinellas County schools. One of those is Campbell Park Elementary, where the Summer Bridge program is now underway. In Summer Bridge, students in grades 1 through 12 can retake a class they failed during the school year, or they can improve their reading, math, or science skills. But Summer Bridge also offers online learning activities and some enrichment classes students can pay to attend, like robotics. Christine McKay is a teacher for Summer Bridge. She says she knows some of the students are still apprehensive about summer classes by any name.
We get hems and haws. We try to make it fun. We set incentives. We did a pizza day last week for our kids. We know it's summer, but we try to make it fun for them. We do know that they are just kids.
Since the program started in 2012, enrollment countywide has more than doubled.
And it's not a mandatory program, but it's amazing of the high attendance rates that we're getting over the summer.
That's Pinellas County School Superintendent Dr. Michael Grego. And he admits he was a little concerned about how the program would be received.
First year, it was a little bit of a, it was kind of a, I wonder how many students are going to show up. It's been very successful. We have about 14,500 to 15,000 students enrolled. When we began this program 2 years ago, it was just a little bit under 6,000 students.
Students like 13-year-old Hunter Kelly. He's taking Summer Bridge classes at Palm Harbor Middle School.
I came here because I was doing bad in reading, so first I was like sort of disappointed because I want to have like a normal summer, but once I got here and like a couple days in, it was pretty okay.
But Summer Bridge doesn't just help students who have gotten behind or need some extra support. McKay says it also helps students stay in the habit of learning over the summer.
Yeah, because we know learning does regress. I have summer brain damage. I have to reteach myself a lot of years. And that's a nice part. That's a beauty about Summer Bridge, is you don't have that regression. There's no slip.
And that slip can make the difference between success and failure. Studies have shown that students can lose 2.5 months of reading achievement over the summer, and teachers can spend 4 to 6 weeks reteaching students lessons they've already been taught. Again, Superintendent Grego.
The regression that takes place in the summer, especially among students who live in poverty, they don't have the same opportunities during the summer. They don't have the same enrichment opportunities. As students get further and further away from being on grade level, then they lose hope. And when they lose hope, they start to say, I don't think I can climb this cliff any longer, and I give up.
A few years ago, the graduation rate for African-American students in Pinellas County was under 50%. But Grego points out that in 2014, the rate was 61%.
And we're proud of that increase, but it's one of those things, you're proud of it, but it just isn't good enough. And we have a ways to go.
Summer Bridge is funded by pooling some federal and state funds. It provides breakfast and lunch, and some schools have before and after school care. But there are no buses. Families are responsible for getting the students to school on their own. But parental involvement is part of the plan. Again, Christine McKay.
Huge parental involvement, and that's everything. Every child you see in here, the parent is responsible for bringing them and picking them up. So you know that's a family that really wants their child to succeed.
And Hunter Kelly, who was having a hard time with reading, now if you ask him about his favorite class.
Probably reading. The teacher's pretty nice, and I get to sit with my friends, and we get to read fun articles.
That might be taken as a ringing endorsement from a 13-year-old with 6 weeks of summer classes. For State Impact Florida, I'm Michael S. Butler in Tampa.